Earlier in the show, we talked about the second line parades in New Orleans. And if you've watched any of those brass bands, you'll see an instrument with an extra large bell, the horn that wraps around the musician's torso and springs out over his shoulder. Julius McKee wants you to know this is not a tuba.
That's a sousaphone.
The difference is the sousaphone can be played while marching.
You know, it's kind of hard to march with a tuba.
Julius McKee plays sousaphone for the Dirty Dozen. That's one of New Orleans' best-known street bands. His job is to hold down the bottom for the band, the bass.
I don't think of myself as a sousaphone or a tuba player. I think of myself as a bass player who happens to play sousaphone.
Today, Julius kicks off our series on musicians who've mastered the instruments of the lower frequencies.
You can't have a band without a bass. I mean, when people come to New Orleans, they're going to see some sousaphone. You're going to hear it, and it's going to be all over the city. It was called a granddaddy bass for a while because when the music started hitting the streets, you know, they wasn't walking around playing no upright bass or electric basses. They were playing sousaphones. And that's way at the beginning. The New Orleans sousaphone players have taken this instrument and put it on a page of bass players, you know, worldwide. I've been in Bass Player magazine twice, and it wasn't for my bass playing, it was playing sousaphone. I guess it goes back when I was about maybe my first year of middle school. And I don't know, I was always kind of like into the low end stuff. And I just strode into the rehearsal hall one day, and I just saw the, you know, the big guys in the back playing this huge instrument, you know, which I know now is the sousaphone and not the tuba. And as you notice, you always see like the big guy or the chubby guy or the fat guys that play them, you know, and they wouldn't let me play it, man, because I was a really small dude, man. So I had to play French on it for 2 years. But a friend of mine, every day he used to walk home with his sousaphone, and I would walk with him, and I would always ask him to let me hold it. You know, so I'm just tooting it going down the street. It just didn't look right on me. It literally swallowed me whole. Then, you know, I mean, I started playing like in the streets. I started doing a lot of second line music. And I was getting asked to play with other bands and stuff. And then finally, the Dirty Dozen, which I've been a member of for the past 15 years. I've pretty much been a leader on it everywhere I've been, even through all 6 years of college. It should have been 4 years, but it took six, though, man. When people see it, they really don't know what to expect. Then, you know, you hit the stage and you're playing and everybody looking around, well, where's the bass coming from? Oh man, hey dude, that's the tuba, dude. Only the unhip thing about it is, you know, it get heavy sometimes, man. Sometimes I wish I played the flute. It's like a point of return. I can't let up, you know, even though sometimes I feel like I need to, I want to, but I can't let up. So if I took a breath, you know, you get that head turn from everybody up front, like, man, why you stop playing, man? You have to have a lot of endurance, because if you're playing 2 90-minute sets, man, you know, it could wear on you. And I can tell you, sleep is real good after that. I had a name for my original sousaphone, which I lost in Hurricane Katrina. When you look at it, you wouldn't think it was playable. You know, but it had the biggest, richest sound I could ever get, and I called it Susie. This is my instrument today, and it's nice and shiny, pretty, look good on the magazine. This is Susie 2. It'll never be able to replace my first horn. My first horn must have been about maybe 60, 70 years old. Rest in peace, Susie. The Susie 2 got you covered.
Thank you. That's Julius McKee, sousaphone player for the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, and a master of music's lower frequencies. Listen for others who lay claim to the same title as our occasional series on the lower frequencies continues this month.